Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Trapeze Artist, what a great win on the weekend. Gerald Ryan's with me. How are you, Gerald?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sean. Good.
Gee, that was a great win, wasn't it?
Ah, terrific win. Yeah, real good win. Strong, solid. Maintained quick sectionals from the 800 to the 200, and it broke 11 every 200 metres there. No, it's very good, yeah.
I think that's what you were expecting, weren't you? You pumped a couple of trials in before that, and he was spot on the day.
Yeah, not as dominant as he was. You know, I thought he'd go there and win. I'm a bit worried about how the race was made up, but and the speed of the race, or what looked to be lack of speed in the race. But I didn't think he'd be, not surprised, but I didn't think he'd be as dominant as what he was. Yeah.
Now, for Saturday, you've got a couple in here. There's Filly I Reckon trialled nicely the other day, I Like It Easy by Piero. You've got it nommed, and also Zaria in the far lap. Which one are you accepting with both of those?
No, they're both going to the Kembla Classic on Friday. I didn't
right.
That with them in the far lap, no.
Villamy in the Magic Knight?
Yeah, she'll go there. She's come off that good win first up. Appears to have trained on well. A lot tougher this time than what it was in the maiden, midweek maiden, but you know, you've got form out of the Blue Diamond and all that coming into it. So she'd want to draw a barrier and have things go right for her, but it's a good race. She'll run. You'll see where she sits after Saturday.
All right, King's Champ, beautifully bred, and out of a good mare, Yosei. She was a top gallop. He's by Deep Field and had a couple of nice trials.
He's a nice enough little horse. Who's, you know, in the spring, he was a bit naughty and wanted to be a colt, but he's come back a lot more mature horse. Was supposed to run a couple of weeks ago and pulled a shoe and missed out. Then I had him in at the Black Opal on Saturday, but he drew wide, and I know they only ended up 7 in or 8 in it, but he drew wide, and I thought he was going to be wide all the way, and I just hope, you know, for him Saturday to race well, he needs to do a nice barrier.
I tell you what, you'd love him as honest as old King Tom Barlow. He's won 5 out of the 16, but always runs a good race for you.
He does. He's terrific. You know, he's come from when he first came to me back, you know, what was he, early, about this time last year, a little bit later. Mm. And, you know, he's raced really well, and I think he's had 10 starts for me for 5 wins. So, you know, he's a good, honest horse who's getting out the journey he's performed well at before. A good win the other day. Got a big weight. Wet track, if it just happens to be wet, won't be a worry for him. But good, honest horse. So, you know, you're always going to get a good run.
Yeah. All right. Now, Trapeze Artist, he said pulled up well.
Pulled up really well. Probably as good as he's ever pulled up after a race, actually. And, you know, he's fresh and well and eat his feed. And, you know, could have went back to the races today. You know, he's terrific, really well, yeah.
How many more runs this prep would you give him?
Probably 2.
Yeah.
He'll run in the 6th of April in the TJ Smith, which is shaping up as a great race. And then he'll go a fortnight into the All Aged, and then he'll probably head to Widden for the rest of his life.
What do you do between now and the TJ? You got 3 weeks up your sleeve. Will you trial him at all, or just
He'll
keep
probably
him
trial on 8 days prior, on the 29th. He's a 4-year-old bull. He's a good doing horse, and he's a lazy bugger on the track. So he'll trial. Last year we went a month between the 3rd and the Randwick Guineas, and went a month to the TJ, but he was coming off 3 runs and one at 1400 and one at 1600, coming back to the 1200, where this time he's only coming off 2 runs that have been well spaced 5 weeks apart, and he's gone from 1300 back to 1200. So, I'll have to keep him up to the mark, yeah.
Mm. Well, Gerald, good to catch up, and good luck over the weekend, too.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gerald.